There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
Each program turns over a new leaf in August. But now it's October, and those leaves have fallen. As the weather gets colder, the seats get hotter, the competition gets tougher, and the true contenders rise to the top. So you better be ready to play, ready to lead, ready to fight.
Oh, the voice of Marcus Spears got me ready for College Football Live. Dusty Dvorak, Jonathan Vilma, Peter Burns. Let's get right into it, boys, with the Wendy's Weekend Watch. As we start here, we got some good ones. Auburn and Florida, of course. Big afternoon game of an afternoon slate. Tough four games scheduled here coming up for the Gators. And 7:30 on ABC, Ohio State and Michigan State from Columbus. But right here, Jamie, let's start with this one. It's going to be Florida. It's going to be Auburn. The first time that these two teams have met in the top 10 since 1997. What are you looking forward to in that one?
Man, I'm looking forward to Kyle Trask and how he's going to handle this Auburn defense. We've talked about the defensive line for Auburn being lights out, one of the best in the country. But Kyle Trask is a different quarterback than Dan Mullen has had. He is a statue. He sits right there in the pocket. He's going to give you some nice balls. He likes to read the defense, but he needs time, and he doesn't move around. So Dan Mullen has had to adjust his play calling to see what Kyle Trask can do. And if he can't move around and that defensive line all of a sudden takes advantage of Florida's offensive line, it could be a long day for Dan Mullen and Kyle Trask.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Jonathan. You know, and the thing for me is Florida hasn't shown to be able to run the football. 88th in the country running the ball at just over 140 yards a game. And you mentioned it, Derek Brown, Marlon Davidson, Nick Coe. That front is as good as I've seen on tape anywhere in college football. And this Florida offensive line, they've struggled at times. So it is going to be on Kyle Trask to be able to make some plays down the field. Now, on the other side, that Florida front, it's really good too. They're getting Zuniga back along the front. They've got Greynard on the other side. So 24 sacks they've been able to accumulate. They're going to have to protect Bo Nix, because this year, when Bo Nix has been under pressure, he's really struggled. So the offensive line of Auburn, one area I thought much improved this season from where they were last year. Much more physical at the point of attack. They're going to have to be able to run the football and protect Bo Nix, or this could be an old-fashioned slobber knocker in a defensive matchup that I know you and I can appreciate, Vilma.
Dusty, you just brought up, what was that term, slobber knocker?
That's right.
I haven't heard that in like 20 years.
Hey, but real quick right now, we're talking about a top 10 matchup. Dusty, do you feel like these teams are equally matched right now? How big of a gap do you feel there are between the Auburn Tigers and the Florida Gators?
I like Auburn more than Florida. And look, the two games that I've really watched Florida was against Miami. I've got Miami this week, so I watched that tape. And then I watched them against Kentucky. They're two best level of competition, and I thought they got lucky in both games to win those matchups. Whereas I watched the Auburn Tigers against Texas A&M a couple of weeks ago, and I was blown away. Going to Kyle Field, go up 21-3. The 28-20 score I didn't think was indicative of what that Auburn football team was capable of. And then you look the way Bo Nix matured and played better last week against Mississippi State. He's getting better and better. That line of scrimmage is solid. I really think Auburn is a legitimate contender, whereas Florida, I'm not quite as sold right now.
Yeah, but you know, Dusty, if you have a one-loss Florida, you can still make the college football playoff. So Florida can lose this game and still win out. Remember, they're on the SEC East side. Auburn's on the West side. So Florida can win out, win the SEC. They can still be in the college football playoff. All is not lost if Florida loses this game.
You know, I listen to Dusty's radio show when I'm out around, right? Dusty, you said that Auburn you had as your number one ranked team right now. But I'm going to ask this question to JV. Right now, Dan Mullen finds a way to kind of grind out these wins, right? Last year against Mississippi State, against LSU, they found ways to win games where they probably shouldn't. A lot of screen passes last year in those games. Is that going to be the approach Dan Mullen's going to have against Auburn's front?
I would take the approach of Oregon, where Oregon started off running directly at Auburn's defensive line. Now, the defensive line is great, and we talk about them all the time, but they sit in a 3-4 defense, which means that they catch and they wait for the running back to declare. So the easiest way to beat defensive linemen like that is to run right at them and get downhill quickly. If you do that and you get them off guard a little bit, now it'll allow Kyle Trask to get the ball downfield.
Now, you talk about the Florida Gators. They have won 9 straight games. That's the longest streak in the SEC right now. Looking forward to that one. Also looking forward to this one, right? Another monster matchup as we start getting a little bit ready for the rest of the season, and that is Michigan State and Ohio State. Strength versus strength, gentlemen. Buckeyes, 536 yards a game. Sparty. Well, they're not known for their offense, right, Dusty? They're known for their defense. Both top 10 in the FBS. Right now, something's got to give. Odds makers, Dusty, they're saying right now 20-point favorite. That's what the Buckeyes are. And the last two games have been what? Decided by what? 62 points? It hasn't been close. Why will this one be close?
Well, I'm going to paint you a picture as to what Michigan State needs to do. They need to score a touchdown, which they haven't done against the Buckeyes since 2016. But the way they're going to be able to pull off an upset, if it's possible, against one of the best and most complete teams in college football is a defensive side. Look, they're top 20 in sacks, tackles for loss, and creating turnovers. That's what you got to do. Negative plays. Get Justin Fields in third and long situations and try to create some takeaways. They've got to give Brian Lewerke and this pedestrian offense more touches, more opportunities, and they've got to be able to run the football and keep that Ohio State defense at bay. Because you get in third and long situations, good luck trying to stop Chase Young rushing your quarterback.
Yeah, Dusty, all of that sounds good, but it's not going to happen. Michigan State has no chance in this game. I watched that Michigan State defense. They struggled against Indiana. Indiana, and I'm not knocking Indiana. I'm talking about what the talent level is for Michigan State. Defensively, they play sound, yes. But when you're talking about athletes on athletes, it's not even close. Ohio State has the better athletes, and Michigan State is going to struggle, both on the defensive side, and you already mentioned on the offensive side, it's not even close. That's why it's going to be a blowout.
Wait a minute, guys. I mean, we talked about this even going last week, right? Hey, there was no way that North Carolina was going to be coming close to what Clemson was going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. JV, you're saying that it's an absolute zero doubter? Like, Michigan State shouldn't even show up to this game?
No, Michigan State should show up. They have to get paid for this game. So you got to show up and play this game. But there's no chance that they're winning. I look at Ohio State, Nebraska last week, very similar, maybe not as big of a blowout, but very similar to that game.
Listen, Kenny Willekes, Joe Bocci, don't disrespect them along that front seven of Michigan State's defense. Now, look, I know how good Ohio State is. It's going to be tough to go in the shoe and get a victory, but that's why they teed up. That's why they play the game. I'm supposed to pitch you on why they can win the game, and I'm telling you, that defense, I think it's going to be by far the biggest challenge that Buckeyes offense has seen to this point.
I will say this. I don't think Justin Fields has been tested that way until he was back playing second-string quarterback and saw some of those Georgia defenses back in the day. So looking forward to that matchup, including, hey, you want to watch it? Go ahead. Let's show you. Because I don't think you're right, Vilma. I think you're wrong. I think this one's going to be a close one. 25th-ranked Michigan State, 4th-ranked Ohio State from the Shoe in Columbus, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ABC and the ESPN app. We got a lot more coming up on College Football Live, including a matchup that has upset written all over it. Longhorns traveling to West Virginia. Stay tuned for the one stat that should scare Texas fans coming into Saturday. And we'll go channel surfing through the rest of the Week 6 slate, including why Pony Express is back in 2019.
College Football Live is presented by Ice Cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Welcome back to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
Stand up! Stand up!
Come on, college football.
It's hot!
Oh yeah, what a good ball.
Come on. Stand up!
Here we go!
Stand up!
Here we go!
Oh, yeah.
The biggest marquee game every week on College Game Day.
Gainesville's going to be crazy, and it's going to be crazy in Morgantown. Time for our Dr. Pepper Championship Drive Game of the Week. Mountaineers, Longhorns, tussling in West Virginia. Crazy stat here, guys. West Virginia, they've had success against the Horns lately, winning 3 of the last 4, including 42-41 last year in Austin. And they're 2-0 all-time when the Longhorns are ranked beating them back in 2012 and, of course, last year over in 2018. Dusty Dvorak, we know how big Texas OU game is, but that's coming up soon. Trap game here for the Longhorns?
Are they overlooking the Mountaineers? They had a week off last week. Who'd they focus on? Was it the Sooners or was it West Virginia? Here's the deal. Texas secondary, it has really struggled, guys. 124th in the country, giving up 315 yards a game. They've got guys out. Caden Stearns not going to play in this game. Several guys in that secondary out. Can Austin Kendall and the wide receiver core, can they expose Texas secondary? I don't know, but here's why I'm going to say it's not a trap game. Because Sam Ellinger's too good, man. This guy's been incredible. 15 touchdowns, just one interception. He's the leader. He's going to have them focused. He's going to have them ready. That secondary's got questions, but this game, not much of a question for me, Jonathan.
Yeah, 100% agree with you, Dusty. You got Sam Ellinger on one side, and you don't have Will Grier on the other side for West Virginia. This is Austin Kendall, the transfer, who has not performed up to what everyone's standards, hopes, expectations were. So I don't see a struggle for Texas. What I do see is Texas having a great time or a great opportunity, especially in the secondary that you mentioned, to go ahead and get basic so that they can execute the plays, execute defensively, and get ready for next week.
Hey, JV, going back to that, and we talked about the University of Texas right now, probably still in the mix, even though they have that one loss because it was against LSU in a great one earlier. How important is it, if they do win this game, to kind of win it with style?
It's very important because they need to win and show everyone, similar to Notre Dame. Notre Dame still went out and they said, well, it's a good loss, quote unquote, right? A good loss. And then had a dominant performance against Virginia the next week. So Texas, they had the loss already. Now, prove to everyone that you still belong in the conversation. When it's this week, obviously the next week, that would be a big game. But every time, style points do matter for Texas moving forward.
You're exactly right. And when you've got that L, you've got to impress, right? You got to step up. And look, Missouri smacked this team around early in the season, 38-7, and it wasn't even that close. So people, right, wrong, or indifferent, are going to compare the way Missouri handled them to the way Texas is going to go into Morgantown to handle them. So coming off a bye week, they need to go up to Morgantown and handle their business for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what Neil Brown's able to do with that offense. All right, get the remote control ready. I know I'll have it ready for week six, right? We go channel surfing. JV, what's the first game I need to have when I'm starting to look for games on Saturday?
First one on my mind is Penn State. I've seen two sides of Penn State. The first was struggling against a Pittsburgh team who wasn't really that good. And then the next was going out to Maryland and completely obliterating that Maryland team. Look, Maryland canceled class. Maryland had the whiteout going. They had everything hyped up for this game. And Penn State's athletes, KJ Hamler, Journey Brown, Devin Ford, these guys killed them. So I want to see which Penn State team is the real one.
I want to go to Ann Arbor. Can Jim Harbaugh's team beat a real team? That's my question. Iowa, Michigan, think it's going to be a great Big Ten matchup. I'm not sold on Michigan. I wasn't sold before Wisconsin. And just because they beat up on Rutgers, that tells me nothing. If they can beat Iowa, I'll start to give them some respect. But I think this Iowa football team is legit, good on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They run it well. They stop run. And I think they got the better quarterback in Nate Stanley.
Yeah, and you look up, I'll take you out to Oklahoma. The team with the better quarterback is that man right there, Jalen Hurts. He's been phenomenal. I mean, Heisman front runner right now, and I can see why he felt he should go to an Oklahoma team that he can show his skills, and he has gotten so much better. But here's what I like. Kenneth Murray and that Oklahoma defense is starting to step it up. I've been berating that Big 12 defense for so many years, and now it looks like they finally got one.
Let's go to Dallas, SMU. Sonny Dykes has the Stangs back in the top 25 for the first time since 1986. Over 30 years, Shane Bichelle, former Texas quarterback, is rolling. And how about that Mustangs defense? Lead college football with 25 sacks. Can Sonny Dykes' boys keep it going? Now that the target's on their back, I can't wait to watch.
Can't wait for that one. All right, this one might be under the radar for a lot of people, but how about the game out in Knoxville, right? Both teams coming off a bye, and you look at it, they played 48 times in series history. Tennessee's won 23 times, Georgia's won 23 times, and they've tied twice, right? This is as equal as it gets, except for the talent on the field. I really want to see Jim Chaney, Jeremy Pruitt. They were former Georgia coaches. Do they have a little something for their former team? And is this team going to fight, guys, for Jeremy Pruitt's squad? Because I'll start with this, JV. This is a very important game for Jeremy Pruitt to show that the Vols have some fight left in them.
Yeah, to answer your question, no, they're not going to fight for him. Watching the film on Tennessee, it does not look good. There are serious issues that I could spend another 30 minutes on. So, no, is a short answer.
Sorry, right, Burnsy. I'm with JV on this one. This is all Bulldogs, yeah. Man. When I watch Tennessee on the tape, it does not look good, my friend.
They have, the other side of it, Georgia has some dudes. So let's get into Dusty's dudes here. Guys are going to be unbelievable this weekend. What do we got, DD?
Hey, let's go to the Auburn-Florida game. We focus so much on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. What about outside? Seth Williams, that's a dude, 6'3", 225. He's become a legit playmaker. Last two games, 3 touchdown grabs, 12 catches. It's Bo Nix's go-to guy. Give Bo Nix some time, and that's a good Florida secondary. But I think Seth Williams is going to be a dude and make some plays in that big-time matchup. Also, let's go to Columbus. I think he's the best defensive player in all of college football. Chase Young has been putting on a clinic rushing the passer. Speed, quickness, and his hands are so good. Keeps it tight on the offensive line. I think he might be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Leads college football with 8 sacks. I haven't seen anybody on the defensive side as dominant as Chase Young. And then finally, I got to tell you, the last guy we look at, he is the dude under the radar, Chuba Hubbard at Oklahoma State. He's going to be out in Lubbock with a defense that's very porous. He's already had 3 200-yard games. This guy has track speed, JV. He's got power, will lower the shoulder and run you over, averaging 187 yards a game. Put this man in people's short list for the Heisman Trophy consideration. This is a dude, JV.
Man, Dusty, I was ready to try to rip you on one of the players and be like, no, you're wrong. But you picked right. You got some dudes, man. You got some dudes on that squad.
And by the way, you're completely right, DD. When you're talking about Chuba Hubbard not getting enough love right now, that's criminal. The way that he's playing, and I think that the weekend that he has is going to make him on that list around with Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields and Tua and Joe Burrow. All right, coming up, JV, you patiently waited, right? But you get your opportunity. Yes. JV's Jawbone Squad of the Week. Who's going to help cause a little chaos? And, oh, yeah, Steve Spurrier is going to just jump around as well, too. Wait for that footage.
College Football Live is presented by Ice Cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
You ready? Let's go down under. Melbourne, Australia, UFC 243. Adesanya, Whitaker, middleweight championship unification bout starting at 10. To order the main card in English and Spanish, go to ESPNplus.com/PPV and make sure you download the ESPN app if you're watching on your mobile device. Clearly going to be a close battle between those two. Kind of like a close battle with the Heisman race.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
Now a look at the Heisman update, brought to you by our friends over at Nissan. This preview is quite a look at these four players, right? Top 4 QBRs in FBS. Jalen Hurts leading the way with FBS numbers, followed by his former teammate Tua Tagovailoa, followed by current Ohio State quarterback, former Georgia Bulldog Justin Fields, and, oh yeah, former Ohio State Buckeye, now LSU Tiger Joe Burrow. Those four guys, also four favorites to lift the trophy in December.
This Heisman Update is brought to you by Nissan, premier partner of the Heisman Trophy.
We need a trophy like the Heisman for this. JV's Jawbone Squad of the Week. Who needs to step up this week, JV?
Oh, it's not even about stepping up. It's about being tired of hearing about Auburn's defense. Been hearing it all week, all offseason about how good they are. Well, how about this? David Reese, Jonathan Gernard, Sean Davis, they're putting up better numbers than Auburn's defense. So you think that they're going to let a true freshman quarterback and Bo Nix beat them? No chance. They are going to wipe the slate with that. They are going to show that they are the best defense, as they've shown statistically, and now on the big stage, it's their time. So I know that Florida's defense can't wait for this opportunity.
Ooh, looking forward to that.
For the opportunity. Hold on now. I'm just saying, I like what you're talking about. Grenard's good. But who they played, man? Who you play matters. That's why they got those numbers.
No.
Let's not kid ourselves,
no, Dusty.
Man. Auburn's got
no,
better
it doesn't
personnel.
Matter.
They're a better defense. Come on, man.
No, Dusty. Take a look at him, man. Look at this man. Look at him. He is a machine. He's so impactful. You look at Chase Young, and then you're thinking about the next man, Jonathan Grenard. That's how good the defense is right now. Sean Davis saves them in the Kentucky game with two interceptions. I'm telling you, that Florida defense, they're going to show up. They're going to show out.
Listen, I'm just trying to figure out the boys in Vegas have that, what, at Caesars, they're saying 49 points between Auburn and Florida this weekend. I don't even know how they get to 4 points, you know, with both of those defenses, the way that y'all are talking about them.
Exactly.
Right? How about this? If you've been watching the Florida Gators, they are on that HBO show 24/7, and Dan Mullen had a special guest.
I think maybe this guy right here ends up.
Steve Spurrier has been a Florida football legend for more than half a century. He won a Heisman Trophy as a Gator quarterback, and then the school's first national championship as its head coach. These days, he's an ambassador for the school, who still loves drawing up a play on the board.
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, they're clearing out, they're trying to clear out everything over here. I don't know, it's on. I've seen several people run that thing like that. I never did run that one. That's pretty good. But anyways, I'll use it this week.
Oh, I love that. I could just say, well, I mean, I was just passing by. I thought I'd have a play for you. All right, Dusty, if you could have one coach drop one play for a big matchup, what coach you trusting?
I think I'm going to go Mike Leach just because I'd love to hang out with him. I think he'd be hilarious up on the chalkboard. I mean, really, I think Mike Leach, one of the all-time great characters in college football.
JB?
Oh, Dusty, you took it from me, man. I should have said it and claimed it. I wanted Mike Leach just because I know I'm going to get a great play and I'm going to get a great laugh out of it, too. That's why I wanted Mike Leach.
Hey, you know who I want, guys? I want Les Miles to drop some fake field goal. Maybe we'll see that in the Kansas game coming up this week. Hey, by the way,
we talked grass for sure.
You know what? I also want to draw up a little thanks and a little congrats to our friend Laura Rutledge, who welcomed in her daughter coming up yesterday.
Nice.
How about this? Little Reese Rutledge was born on the same day as her mom. Knowing Laura, well, she wants to get back at it. Hey, for JV, Dusty Dvorak, I'm Peter Burns, and thanks for watching College Football Live.